One would think that cosmetic products are not dangerous, but there are ingredients out there that can cause harm. And I want to give an example. Is there certain social media videos that's been going on social media that really very viral in the sense of they encourage younger people, tweens and teenagers, to embark on advanced anti-aging. And why this is such a huge concern is because your skin, when you're a tween or a teenager, has not yet developed. There's still some developmental characteristics in the human skin that needs to take place. Collagen fibers that still need to form properly, elastin fibers that still need to perform properly. Your skin needs to go through a proper proliferation phase. And now, if you start pulling in some of those very advanced anti-aging products that contain advanced anti-aging ingredients like glycolic acid, lactic acid, retinol, really advanced anti-aging ingredients, then it actually thins out the epidermis, in other words, the outer layer of the skin. It entices a platform for more sensitivity, and it decreases vascularity in the skin, and it actually creates more harm than anything else. And then you sit in a very young stage in your life and you struggle with things like rosacea and eczema and even acne breakouts just because we stimulate when we're not supposed to stimulate because we're not in that stage of life yet. So that's why it becomes very dangerous to follow advice from individuals that are unqualified or have a lack of experience. But I would say, just as we encourage parents to get involved with some form of parental control when it comes to their social media, it's equally the same to get involved with the health of their skin. And I'll tell you why. The human skin is a very public organ. So the health of our skin determines our self-esteem and self-confidence. The moment something is wrong, it's going to affect our self-confidence. And this is very important for a teenager. And we don't necessarily say buy the most expensive products out there because there are products that are severely expensive. But just buy the basics. And when it comes to teenagers, the basics mean provide the sufficient amount of nutrition to the skin. So we need a good vitamin or two. And some of the vitamins that I really love with teenage skin is vitamin E and vitamin B3, which is known as niacinamide. Get a very, very gentle exfoliant to help to reduce the sebum production on the skin, like the oiliness, for instance. And then you can be on the lookout for ingredients like salicylic acid at about 2% and succinic acid and a good mineral such as zinc, because zinc is also antimicrobial and it will really help fight and combat some of that acne-prone bacteria that grows on the skin. And then, of course, if there's redness associated with some of these breakouts, then you can have another ingredient that we call allantoin. And all of these ingredients that I just mentioned is safe for these teenagers. Of course, I'm still going to encourage a good sunscreen every single day, but in this particular case, to prevent the excess sebum production, the sunscreen should be a lightweight formula. So not a formula that's too rich or too greasy or too creamy that can actually block the pores even more. So gentle nutrition and protection every single day, twice a day, will definitely prevent breakouts from happening. It will nourish the skin and it will also protect the skin against environmental extremities such as UV rays and even pollution in the atmosphere. I think the last thing that I would like to add is that teenagers should not be surprised how emotions can also play a role in their skin health. And usually during exam time, and we've just seen it now, I've consulted with a few teenagers recently during exam time, when anxiety levels are high and when stress levels are high, then they will also start to see some form of intermittent breakouts because the stress hormone, cortisol, starts to increase. When it comes to this, they need a definite structured approach and a disciplined approach with their skincare. They need to do a little bit of mild exercise to help with the anxiety and the stress, and also have a good oral probiotic, you know, to populate the gut flora. And then you create a nice balance, you know, systemically from the inside and outside, and then everybody will be okay.